comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
It's me, Deco, pretending to be Rick. We're here in the studio, Sirius Radio Faction 28 with Bam Margera. Ryan G is here in the house and he's ready to promote his what is RyanG.com that nobody cares about. And we have the dream seller, Faggot Joe Franz, and me, Brandon DiCamello. Take it away, boys.
That was
pretty good.
I was
actually Joe Franz trying to be Deco. Trying to be Ray.
It was damn good, man.
Wait, Joe Franz was being Deco trying to be Ray. I'm a little less verbally fluent than Deco over here, which is why he's the star and I'm not.
That was good. I like that.
It was good.
You came up to bat with that one, buddy.
Thank you.
Surprised me.
Me and Bam rode bikes to Delaware.
You still lost no weight, you fat piece.
That's how you start the show off? Me and Bam rode bikes
I'm
to Delaware?
I'm just tired. I'm just getting it out of the way, dude.
Who the fuck cares?
I'm tired.
Well, nobody knows how far Delaware is from where we live. Yeah, but... It's a good 10 miles. You're going to California. Who cares?
Nobody,
you were like a mile behind me
I don't
the whole
care,
time.
Dude.
That's okay.
Nobody cares how far Delaware is, and nobody cares that G did it either.
But the funny part was, G always had an excuse. He's always just like, the reason why I'm so fucking far behind is because your bike is better than mine.
It is better, man. I was
my
on that
tire's
piece of
going
shit.
Flat. But I need a sip of water.
I know. Before that, he's like, go back. Where's the fucking pump?
You couldn't even keep up with me, buddy.
Yo, G's one of those asshole bikers, though, that like, you know, like when you turn around and you see that a car's heading your way, like you try to hug the right side as much as possible.
Oh,
this fat fuck will be in the middle of the road and I'll be like, gee, move, there's a car. He's like, you can fucking go around.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but why don't you just go to the right to help him out a bit?
Us just drive behind those assholes forever.
You do?
Just annoys them. Yeah, if they're not moving over, I'm fucking no sharing the road here, pal. I'm just going to ride on your ass. I'll share the road, but we're going to ride. You're going to go in front of me. I'm just going to sit there, and you're going to hear my car forever.
There's people that do that, my
That surprised me, because you were just in here fucking banging the walls out of a road rage.
I got a little bit of road rage today.
Oh,
I was driving home from King of Prussia, and dude, all right, if you're listening, and you're one of those fuckasses that is in the fast lane, and there's cars passing you on the right side, get over! Like, I ride up their ass with the Hummer. I don't care if you're going the speed limit. We're on 202. It's four lanes. Get on the fucking bar.
I'm doing the speed limit. That's as fast as you need to go.
That's like my mother. That's how she said.
You know what I mean? It's just like, what do you care what speed I'm going? Get the fuck out of the way.
I'm going the legal speed. You don't need to be breaking any laws.
Listen, no. In Florida, they pass a law where if you're driving slow in the fast lane, they can pull you over. That.
Well, yeah,
I read about that.
See,
no,
the fast lane has bitches with bleeding pussies that just are so fucking pissed off for nothing.
And
I'm
haven't
bloated.
Had dick forever.
I don't want to get out of the way. I'm bloated. I need chocolate. Fuck you, dive. And you know what else? Let me explain to everyone else. I don't know why. It's probably the same bitches that, like, don't want topless beaches and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Who? What bitch made that rule?
Who would?
There used to be a topless beach rule with, like, Miami or something, and now they can't do it.
They can't
some
do it anymore?
Fucking cunt was probably just like, my husband looks at so many nice titties and mine are sick and saggy.
Yeah, so
and now I don't want him looking at that, so I'm turning this beach into a non-titty beach.
There's too many rules.
Passed by a fat, ugly bitch, man.
Too many rules.
It's fat, ugly bitch.
Let me share with the world so we can help a little bit of road rage.
Okay.
Wait. Fucking assholes. Everyone out there, I don't know what state you come from, I don't care, but wait for green does not mean no turn on fucking red! If there meant no turn on red, it would say no fucking turn on red! It means don't time the fucking light, there's a turn arrow! You motherfucker! Die! 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 Wait for green! Wait! You motherfucker! Oh!
Where was this?
Oh! When you see the sign, wait for green.
Where is this? I want to know exactly where.
At the fucking Acme in Westtown. I've seen it. And I lean out the window. It's green.
I was picturing that because I know exactly what you're talking about.
I said it. I said, go! It's what I said, it's no, go!
You're always
in said, wait for green! Wait for green! I said, I know! It doesn't mean no turn on red! What do you think, they're just fucking with you, making two different signs? Here's a sign that says stop, and here's a sign that says hold up. You think they have those signs?
Yeah.
No! Wait for green means no time to fucking arrow, because there's a turn arrow! Oh, you fucking bitch!
That's how your Deco was here today. I heard that when I walked in the room.
Oh,
wait, then talk about.
Oh, my God.
How much did it cost to fill up your gas tank today?
Oh, 70 fucking Taliban Arab dollars!
I don't look at the prices, so I don't know. I just noticed that, like, geez, I Don Vito wrecked my other Hummer, and now I have another one, and why is it costing me $81
there
to fill it the fuck up?
What kind of gas?
69.
I get the good stuff.
I get the shit at the cheapest gas station at 7, but you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm happy to pay those gas prices because I'm so fucking sick of it, I'm not going to pay him anymore. I'm just going to stay in my house. Therefore, I'll eliminate road rage, so the Arabs have actually helped me eliminate road rage.
Yeah, because you ain't coming out anyways.
I'm not burning oil! I'm burning wood, you filthy slob!
Get a hybrid.
Fucking,
every gas tank builds a car bomb over in the middle.
Let's get a sun car.
You know, fuck yeah. Let's just cover with calculators.
They'll be pissed.
A sun car.
What if you get stuck in traffic with a sun car and then the sun goes down? You're just like, grandma's trying to come over from Jersey, but looks like I'm sitting here on the side of the turnpike, so I'll be seeing you tomorrow morning at around 8:30 because the sun comes up at 6.
Can you drive sun cars at night? Is that possible?
Sun cars.
Solar sun cars.
They got them. They got fucking things in my house.
Do they actually sell sun cars?
No.
No, but they're in production, like just experimental.
Where'd you read up on that?
There's
I
no
saw it on TV,
no.
Bitch. Reed, nice
forehead. You know what's so fucking funny? Novak got his ass kicked the other day, right. And then he comes down and he's like holding his neck. And he just goes, fuck, man, I think my neck has a concussion or something. It's impossible for your fucking neck.
I had no idea, dude.
And you said that with your wrist, too.
A concussion is when your brain gets jiggled loose. It has nothing to do with your motherfucker.
I swear, man.
You're so dead
I'm
serious.
Fucked.
He's like,
I'm
God damn, man, I'm all beat up. I think my neck has a concussion or something.
Your head looks like shit. I believe it, dude.
He does have a hit of retardedness in his jeans.
I just have a little fucking hair.
I was shooting dope, man. I went to class, man. I was in class. I was shooting dope. No time for school at that moment.
I can't wait to see someone. You know when they come on the on-ramp and they can't yield, so they just come all the way up and stop?
I hate that.
I'm waiting for Nancy Wheeler to take them to heaven.
Dude.
Boom! Gone!
It always happens at South Street on I-76, right in, like, West Philly.
Yeah.
Every fucking time, there's always an old lady sitting there, and once you stop down there, you can't get on because they're going 90 on that motherfucker.
But the stupid thing
was, I just pass them on the right side, and I just take the biggest chance.
You gotta.
Dude, the only way to do it on those highways is just floor it your motherfucking ass off until you get
up. But the problem, you can't stop.
Once you stop, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. The best
long.
Is
some idiot decided to build the on-ramp into the fast lane.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Do that.
Dude, and the problem is, people pull right up to your ass, so when they pull up to your ass ready to gun it, you can't see what's coming.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
have to stop, and then they get mad, they pull right up to your ass and start beeping at you, and then you turn around and you're like, dude, don't go on my ass! I have to have 3 feet in between us so I can see what's coming. And then you move up. And then they move up. And then you look back and tell them to move. And then they think they want to fight. Go, motherfucker, white boy, go. And I'm like, dude, just fucking stop. I have 6 more feet in front of me. I have 2 more chances to do this. I go up the next 3 feet. They fucking pull. This happens every fucking time. And it puts you in the fucking fast lane. Flaming red death.
Hey, listen, that's Ryan G that's making those gun sounds. And that proves he's a shitty video game player. The squirrel gun sounds great. That's it. Oh,
Joe Franz lives in South Philly. In order for his car not to get broken into, he piles it to the hilt with McDonald's trash.
And it smells so bad.
You always have McDonald's trash all over the phone course. You know why I have McDonald's trash all over the car? Because I stack it to the hilt. That way, nobody wants to break into it. Because if I have a camera in there, I'll just put, like, the Big Mac wrapper over it, and then nobody want to break in.
Is that like your friends?
Yeah, you know what else he does
for? Actually, we just cleaned up. Me and Novak just cleaned up my car the other day. We got 4 big
garbage bags. It was sick.
Full of McDonald's wrappers, and it smelled like a piss.
And McDonald's smells like shit anyway. So like, 5-day-old son
fucking burning trash.
Smells like 8-year-old.
Dude, I can't even chill in your car. I remember you picked me up in town one time. It was like a 10-minute drive.
He was ashamed to be seen in my car.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll go with those other guys. He gets it, and he runs. He's like, dude, I can't be seen in Bronx's hatchback, dude.
No, it's not that. My shoes are resting in, like, hamburgers. Yeah.
Stale fries stuck to your foot.
Remember Kavanaugh just like...
He's your partner in crime with that shit.
He was, like, dipping his fries in barbecue sauce, then he just chucked the whole barbecue sauce in the back seat.
No, the funniest part was...
Kavanaugh had no respect for your shit.
The funniest part was my last car had a shitty air conditioner, and whenever I would turn left or right, a fucking cup of condensation water from the air conditioner would just drop out on the passenger seat. So Kavanaugh had wet sneakers, and every day we would drive to work to shoot Viva La Bam, and his sneakers would get wet again, and they just started getting mildew because they never had a chance to dry because they would get wet twice a day.
Is that why he quit?
I fired
him. Dude, you could shit piss on the seat, and it would probably make it smell a little better.
It'd be like fucking air freshener for that McDonald's. Shit. Just take a shit in Franz Cardinal's.
And you think I'm full of shit? What happened last summer when I cleaned out my car? Some motherfucker smashed the window and stole the motherfucker.
No way.
Had a joyride and the cops found it on fucking North Broad Street ready to get towed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And if you don't know where North Broad is, it's...
I know where it is.
Yeah, you definitely know
that's
it.
If
I ever
want to
start using
again,
that's the first place I'll go.
Franz, actually, where are you going there? Let's get you off on the way. So we cleaned your car out. How many bags do you think are in there right now?
Right now it's fine. I'm keeping it clean from now on.
Bullshit.
And I got a car alarm, so that fucking shit is good.
What did your girlfriend do about that?
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is, I never cleaned it out for my girlfriend. I make her sit in the garbage. I clean it out for Novak. What the fuck is wrong with
that? Does she use your car as an ashtray?
I've had some serious dates in that fucking car. With girls.
You need your pussy, man.
Dude,
you could not have gotten pussy for that.
What kind of mingers are you trying?
I know.
Dude, even if you're the nicest guy in the world, once they hop into that McDonald's shit junkyard,
but in Philly, if you have a car, you're hot shit. Everyone's like, around here, everyone's like, what kind of car you got? Mercedes? I guess that's cool. My parents just got me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, in Philly, it's like, you got a car? Oh, shit. And then the next thing, I'm getting a blowjob with the bitch's fucking knee deep in McDonald's bags in the passenger seat.
What the fuck?
She's so impressed.
Yo, she was
either from Marcus Hook or just a plain hooker.
I'm pretty stoked, man. I got some good news last night. I fucked this bitch like 3 weeks ago, and 3 months ago.
Good
news. And I'm fucking terrified to get these tests, you know, because I'm thinking I have like a million diseases.
Oh, save that.
Okay.
I'm going to play some heroin rock.
Awesome. More?
I'm Baby Shambles, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm shooting up and listening to that song next time I do it.
He loves Kate Moss, and then he goes home with his heroin. Let's hear it. What? Don't listen to that. This Baby Shambles is called Kilimanjaro Radio. Yeah. Series 28 Faction.
Oh.
I was not the only one. action, baby.
Oh my God.
And now back to Radio
Bell. All right, that was Baby Shambles, Kilimanjaro, Heroin Rock, He Humps, hey. Kate Moss, and let's hear about Novak's session last night.
I fucked this girl about, I'd say, 3 to 4 months ago. Now, I'm pretty sure I got a lot of STDs and some other things I don't know about yet.
From her?
No, just from broads in general.
Then that means your kid's going to have a
STD. Well, listen, I wasn't sure, and I was scared to take the test, right? So, Bam and his girlfriend, Missy, are at the bar the other night, and she proceeds to tell Missy, like, yeah, fuck Novak, like, 3 or 4 months ago, my mom said I had to wait 2 months to get a test. She got a test. She's negative of everything.
But that doesn't mean...
That means I'm clear. Don't change my mind.
But I'm just saying,
I believe it.
Once I knew somebody who got... I think you were telling me the story. It was your friend or something like that. Someone I know had shot up with someone who was HIV positive.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
He didn't get it.
But they didn't get it.
No.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't always get this.
Old school dope fiend, man. Shot dope more than fucking half his life. And he's clean now. He's got like 10 years clean. And when he got clean, he found out him and his brother-in-law was sharing needles. His brother-in-law had AIDS. The brother-in-law knew he had AIDS when he let him use the needle.
Oh,
the dude
shit.
Shot out with the same needle and did not get AIDS.
What?
Wait, did the guy using the needle know that his brother had AIDS?
Yeah, the one dude who had AIDS.
He still did it?
He didn't know his brother-in-law had AIDS.
Oh, he didn't
say
it? But
the guy that had AIDS knew he had AIDS, but he didn't tell the other dude. Let him use the needle and did not get AIDS.
Well, he's probably so hopped up he didn't even know.
Oh, who was... Remember we were watching that, like, heroin show or something? They were interviewing this black dude. Yeah, it was on HBO or something, and they're interviewing him, and they're like, they asked him a question about AIDS. He's
just,
here's what was his answer. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to get no AIDS, but, like, if I get it, you know, like...
Whatever happens, happens.
He's like, I ain't trying to get AIDS. I hope not. Like, he wakes up in the morning, he's like, man, I want to get fucking AIDS today.
I heard this radio interview with Eazy-E, and they were like...
Really?
Like, they were like, yeah, you just, like, hump all these, like, random girls. Like, yeah, man, I don't care, man. I don't wear nothing, you know. I don't want to wear no raincoat, man. You can't feel the rain. And they're like, well,
I like that line.
You can't feel the rain. They're like, but aren't you scared that you're going to get AIDS? He goes, no, man, I ain't going to get AIDS because I know I don't have AIDS because if I had AIDS, then the people I've been having sex with would have AIDS. It's like, I love that logic.
That's my logic.
Then it turns out he had raging AIDS.
That sucks,
he died raging AIDS, man.
God bless the man.
Yeah, one time some guy was sucking my dick. I shot heroin in my ass.
No, man, you don't want to hear about that shit, man.
That was back in Baltimore.
Actually, one of the stories I heard about Novak was, you know...
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it.
And, you know, he was
interviewed my mom and shit. You had some good shit to talk about.
Yeah, and Novak was a junkie for a while, so he did some things that he regrets for money, and... One of the things that he did was let another man shave his asshole for $10.
I know. He's like, man, I need some money.
Bam, just
like,
Bam, you met the guy.
Well, I'm gay, and like, I'll give you $10 if I could shave your ass. Like,
Remember you met the guy,
like,
Bam?
I think it's more disgusting that, like, the guy knew that you want...
Oh, you're hurting for some cash?
Yeah, man, I need like $10.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I can shave your asshole, I'll give you $10. Like,
that's sick.
Yeah, Franz was interviewing
I met him.
Franz, yeah, Ben.
Where did you meet him at?
He worked with him.
He was my boss.
We went and ate, and like, I'm sitting there eating, and he's like, see that guy there? And he's like, just a waiter. I'm like, yeah. He's like, he shaved my ass.
You're probably like, what the fuck?
Now, were you on your back, or were you bent over?
Nah, I laid on my stomach on his bed.
Fucking
minion. With your asshole in the air, like, with your back arched, so your ass balls...
Yeah, I just, like, kind of spread my ass cheeks.
Right.
I was like, okay, laying your back.
Now, was he...
Eyes.
Was he, like, scratching your balls out?
Nah, he wouldn't touch my balls or nothing. Dude, Franz interviewed my mom and heard a lot of stories that I don't remember at all. I don't know if you want to talk about it, Franz.
Yeah.
I mean,
Your mom had a lot to say. Yeah, as everyone knows.
Well, wait, why don't you say that you guys went down to Baltimore
to do
some interviews?
That's right. Yeah,
with the actual people that Novak dealt with.
Yeah, and one, you know, I got a great interview with his mother. She was, as everyone knows, we're making this movie about Brandon Novak's life, which Bam is going to star in, playing the part of Brandon, the heroin addict, and.
The movie's called Dream Seller.
Sam, can I be the guy that sucks your dick? You know when you carry the furniture and then some guy comes up, he's like, yeah, I'll give you $40.
$40.
Can I be me, Bam? We'll actually do that. We'll make a bonus scene. You can have an Easter egg and I'll really be sucking it.
So go ahead, Franz. There's like one story I hope you tell.
Yeah, well, which story?
When I was drunk.
Listen,
this guy, you like it. This guy.
She actually told one story that Novak forgot about, which was at one point he was so bad on the pills and stuff, like, and she was letting him live there. He actually crawled in a bed with her, thinking that she was some random girl. Yeah. And he kept crawling in bed with his mother, and she kept having to push him.
And
out.
I don't even remember that shit, dude. Still the day.
Another reason.
Let me get in there.
The edible
go
complex.
Go back and shut up, bitch.
Now, shut up, bitch.
That ain't gonna work with me this time.
You're not fooling me this time, ma.
Feel that hairy muff. You ain't fooling me, babe.
Dude, there's so many stories I don't even remember. Like, dudes showed up to the house with guns and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we can leave that part out of the movie.
Nah, you gotta get in the bed with your mom, dude.
I can't wait.
You're all hopped up on pills trying to lay your mom. Like,
Brandon, it's your mother. I heard that once before, babe.
Yeah, you're that bitch.
Your mom's not playing.
Just that's another reason. Wrong. Another reason not to do heroin is the edible complex.
Yeah. Dude, you're fucking as dumb as my asshole, man. God damn.
There you go again.
What I want to hear is Matt Cole's story.
Yeah, shit burns.
Novak, you know the guy that, like, you stole all the money from and then, like, he beat your ass? Like, is that dude actually going to be in the movie?
No shit, Goose. He hates his guts and he's probably going to kill him when he's in.
Gee, 2 and 2 equals 4, not 84, you idiot.
2 and 2 equals 4.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
It means simple math. Get it. Simple conversation. Wait, dude, don't
did he just
man.
Say it?
You did what not graduate, buddy.
2 plus 2 equals 4. You say the G, he thinks it equals 84.
Why is this even an argument? Matt Cole.
How you doing?
Wait,
I was supposed to intro his ass.
Oh, excuse me.
Matt Cole just got a DUI the other
AKA
night.
AKA Bam's uncle shit. You
know what? Let me just play a song right now, right, and then we're going to talk about Matt's DUI because it's probably going to be a hilarious time.
Oh, it is going to be hilarious.
Worth talk. So I'm going to play a remix of the new Bloodhound Gang song called Fuck, which is Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo, and it's the remix, and nobody has it yet except me.
Oh,
man. Hey.
Because I could drive up to Jimmy Pop's house. He lives 20 minutes away. Then he gives me some songs that nobody has except me, so here
it
goes.
Well, you left a copy of it at Mocha Mama's. Everyone's taping it.
This is a remix of Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo, Radio Bam Series 28.
Fuck off!
Battered dip the crack.
kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up their shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, that was the Bloodhound Gang remix, Foxtrot, Uniform Charlie, yeah, Kilo, which spells Fox.
Just like my old phone number, man. Remember?
Yeah.
83825? Yeah, that's my Baltimore phone number.
That's the fucking truth that he still remembers it 8 years later.
We got Joe Franz here from South Philly. He puts McDonald's trash in his car. Steve Camello, we got Shit Goose, we have Dream Seller, and Shitbirds, which is my uncle. Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds.
What up?
I took him out last night for some drinks, and then he got a DUI. Let's hear about
it. Let's hear where it all started.
Wait, dude. Was this the night that you thought that dude was following you and you almost beat up that innocent man?
Start from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to say I feel so stupid that I don't even want to hang out with my fucking self. I parked right in front of the bar. I walked out with a beer in my front pocket like,
Hey,
you're a fucking idiot, dude.
Well, I was drunk, so, I mean, I don't think you're the smart, like, you're not on the...
Not to mention his t-shirt said what?
First of all, his t-shirt said free chong.
With a bong,
man.
With a bong on it.
That fucking...
Wait, go ahead, Matt. What happened before that, though, at the bar? Shouldn't you tell that to
preface the story when you're at the bar acting like an asshole.
All I did was say, or Bam said, hey, Matt, where are you going after I left at his house? I said, well, I'll probably go home, get a shower, and head over to, Barney's Stone, get something to eat. So Bam's like, all right, I'll meet you over there. I'm like, okay. So we go to Barney's Stone, we have a beer, beer and a half, something like that, something to eat. Bam, we're right over at Hooters. 2 seconds, and we're talking to Glom, hanging out with Novak, and Roger was there. We had like 3 beers there, and then it's like, hey, let's go back to Firewaters, because all you have to do is walk to the back of the freaking bar, you can start doing shots, right? But we're sitting there talking, and first shot was like on somebody, like Bam bought the first shot, and then like, I don't know, I bought another shot.
No, I didn't buy no shots.
Yeah, I was looking at Novak. I was like, nah, he didn't buy any shots.
I ain't buy
so get
none.
To the pull over.
So at what point does the story get good? I didn't want you to tell that much of the fucking story.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Then I took a piss, and then I realized that I have to take a piss. I had to pull down my zipper.
I put on a Budweiser, and then I went and took a piss. And you know how, like, the more you drink, the more you have to piss? Well, that's what was going on.
You know, it's like 70 degrees outside. I had a short sleeve shirt on.
Shippers, get to the pull over part.
Here we go.
About unzipping your pants.
I get out of the fucking bar.
But get to the gay dude.
I skipped all
you know what? Fuck this. I remember
Bam,
better than you.
You're a shit. Bam, tell the fucking story for God's
sake. It's so funny. So there's this guy. He was wearing this yellow button-down shirt, and he had, like, a short haircut, and he was fanning out so bad. Like, I couldn't even sit next to him. He was just like, yo, Bam, don't you realize that, like, you're like a superstar.
You're like prime
time. Like, you made it. Like, you're from Westchester and you made it. And like, dude, I didn't want to hear about that at that point. Like, I'm drinking at Firewaters. That's the last thing I want to hear about. He really wouldn't let it go. So I just turn the chair and I just start having, like, a deep conversation with Novak. A fake deep conversation.
Yeah,
real. So he resorted to Shitbirds.
There you go. Thanks for that.
Shitbirds, you came with Bam, right? Yeah, like, Bam. Yeah, Bam's like a superstar. And then he started getting all gay with Shitbirds.
Oh, man.
Dude. Like, Shitbirds actually thought that he was hitting on him because he wouldn't leave him alone that bad. So we got in the car and then we went to Kildare.
Shippers loaded.
At this point, Shippers is shit tossed. He needs to close one eye to, like, focus on who people are.
He's
so
chair about five times.
He starts talking. He looks over, and there happens to be a guy with a yellow button-down shirt with short hair who totally wasn't that guy. And Shippers just like, I'm going to fucking rip your head off. And the guy's like, what? He's like, you're fucking following me. You faggot, you're fucking following me. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm going to rip your fucking head off. As soon as I finish this shot, you are going down. And I'm just like,
if Bam hadn't stopped me, I was ready to fucking
dude,
his ass.
And I wasn't there at that point until I came over. And he's like yelling at this guy who has no idea. He's like, what are you talking about? What's Firewaters? I never even heard of Firewaters. He's like, don't you fucking play games with me. I'm going to rip your fucking head off.
Shippers like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you fucking faggot.
What a drunk. So I'm just like, it's not the right guy. Yes, it is the right guy. He's wearing a yellow shirt. I'm like, I know he's wearing a yellow shirt, but it's not the right guy.
I know. There's only one yellow shirt in the world.
So then I shook his hand. I was like, sorry, dude. I thought you were the faggot from the other bar. you're the faggot from this bar. So, like, just, yeah, it's cool. I'm sorry.
So then when he gets pulled over, the guy goes, I want you to touch your hand to your nose. He's like, oh, I'm not playing this square dance bullshit.
I'm just hopping the cop car.
That's what I told him. I was like,
he said, I'm not playing this square dance bullshit. I'll just hop in the cop car.
Yeah, like,
so then he gets out, and he's just like, he was talking to the cops, like, and then he goes, sir, you blew a 1.9. That's twice over the limit. He goes, well, obviously, the guy who made that rule isn't a drinker.
That's exactly what I said to him. I was like,
then he gets in the back of the car. What were you, what nonsense were you saying?
What were you talking to the cops about?
Oh, what did I say? I was like, you didn't read my fucking rights.
They love to hear that, by the way.
I know. Yeah.
Cops love to hear that second most to my taxes pay your salary.
Yeah, or, yeah. Or
Jesus, man.
Or what do you, here's the other one.
What the fuck?
I should have thrown in, sense,
I should have thrown in, what do you got, a small man's complex? That's the other one you don't say to a cop.
Why didn't you say all three? What, did you get picked on when you were in high school and that's why you're being a dickhead?
You know why? You know why I kick it in? Once I hear cuff slap on my wrist, I'm getting my money's worth and I'm going to fucking
you're getting your money's worth. You're going to have 10 more charges added, which means you're going to have fucking four lawyers' bills. You're going to get your money's worth. You in a bed.
Yeah, were they young cops, like 20, 21? Like,
the one guy seemed older. And
Shitbird's in the cell kicking the door saying, let me the fuck out. I'm sure they're
going to read me my rights, motherfucker.
When I went to jail, the only time I went for drinking, I hear this guy, come on, man, give me a sweater, I'm fucking cold. I'm like, buddy Bill? He's like, yo, what's that, Bam? I'm like, yo, what the fuck you do? Come on, man, I need a sweater, I'm cold.
Sweater?
Yeah.
Cops bring you sweaters?
Come on, give me a sweater, I'm cold.
They just have a drawer full of sweaters.
I was in the, I'm like, dude, they're definitely not going to give you a sweater.
The more you kick it, the more you scream.
Maybe if he waited for the guy to walk by and he was like, yo, listen, man, like,
yeah,
really
exactly.
Cold, like, you don't have to give me one, but
if you could find anything
exactly. That's warm, I would love to have it.
Oh, like,
you don't go, boom, 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 give me a motherfucking sweater, I'm cold, bitch.
Why would there be a sweater? You would at least ask for a blanket or sweatshirt over a sweater, which is the article of clothing that looks like
that guy. He hops in the back, he's like, my taxes pay your salary. What, do you have small man's complex? That's why you're being a fucking dickhead?
By the way, he didn't read me my rights.
You didn't even read me my rights.
You could probably use that as a technicality in court and get off, but he's going to make it be known so they do read him as rights. Yeah.
So listen, I'm in a cell, I just start to sober up, and they pull some color girl in there and throw her in a cell next to me.
Color girl is like, more racist.
Might as well be a racist.
Erase that. Let's see how that gets erased.
Where's some colored color?
That's what my grandfather
says.
You tried to sneak that one by.
You can say fuck on the radio, but I know it's some shit you can say. You cannot say the
just make sure it gets cut out.
My grandfather said
no, leave it in. It's not all that racist, just not the right term to use. Some colored girl comes in. Jesus.
Yeah, she was shit faced too.
So what'd she do?
They put her in a cell next to me, and there's you know, two block walls on either side, and she's in there, she's banging on the fucking cell and trying to drown me out because I'm in there yelling at him too. And then she's like,
dude, they gotta love it. Like, if there's like a girl yelling and then there's another dude yelling and
it's
then
hilarious.
Buddy Bill saying, give me a sweater, I'm cold, I would just be like, I'm not letting these fuckers out till 5
I'm gonna, lose their
paper. Yo, tell a girl, give me a sweater, I'm cold.
Shit, bitch, I told you no, motherfucker. I'm not even supposed to be in here, motherfucker.
You didn't read my motherfucking rights, man.
I'm not even supposed to be in here, motherfucker. I have two camopods, goddamn.
Come on, call a girl, let me get you a let me get you a this color bitch. Nobody built a color girl. They didn't even read me my rights.
Okay.
This color bird's a bigot.
In the quiet of the night, she takes a fucking shit.
She takes a shit?
She takes a shit, and then she goes, yeah, there's no toilet paper in here. And I'm like, ew, what the fuck's she gonna do with a shit up the colored ass already? Like, ew,
I bet her shit is colored.
She got a shitty colored ass, and she got no TP, and she's gonna bang for the
colored shit. That's shitty colored ass.
He's like, no, I don't fucking
colored shit.
Fucking shit, motherfucker, there's no toilet paper. I'm not even supposed to be in here.
Yeah, man. Get somebody, goddamn fire marshal, come in here and fucking get some toilet paper for us.
Is that what she was saying?
She wanted toilet paper
was
after
she just
I heard
really
her
obnoxious?
Crap. And I was like,
you heard her making shit noises?
You know what, Shipper, her being obnoxious probably made you realize that maybe you don't need to be obnoxious.
Exactly. Yeah,
and then I went like this.
Great point.
And I folded my arms and went.
You showed them.
She folded his arms in the corner. He was wet.
Yeah, you showed them.
Wet. You're a fucking crying voice.
Wah.
Chipper, what is worse, a colored girl taking a shit in the cell next to you or a white guy taking a shit in the
good
cell?
Good question, Fry.
Thank you.
Well, okay, good question. Let's hear the answer,
Chipper. Which is worse?
Well, since I've already had the color girl, I may as well go for the white guy now. Then I'd actually have a good way to figure out which one.
Where are you from? Indiana? Who says colored?
I know.
Hey, you know what's funny?
I haven't even said it in my lifetime.
To this moment, like, Shipper still don't know if he was arrested or just held in a drunk tank all night. He doesn't know if he's charged. He don't know shit. Right.
No paperwork. Nothing.
Fucking idiot, man. You know
she was
fine.
Were you smoking turbo weed that night?
Hell no, man. I was with you.
He was surrounded by two chicks. I thought he was getting laid. He had some fucking jail.
Oh, no. There's too many fags hitting on me. That's
You'd rather pick a fight with a faggot than talk to the sweet things that we're talking to.
I was trying to talk to the sweet things.
Oh, nice. I got another girl. Yeah, babe, come over here. Let me just stick my dick.
Were there any colored in the bar?
Was it a colored faggot?
I don't know.
I
was
going to say that.
Is there any colored faggots?
Colored cracker.
Yeah, that was the same night there. I threw the bitch on the table when you pulled my pants down. I started humping, remember?
What happened?
Remember when I threw that bra on the table? He put my pants down and French tried to cock block me.
What a visual.
what bar?
Killed Harris.
Who did you rape again?
Is that the night you licked Oz's ass?
No, this is the same night I got arrested.
Osborne.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, dude, there were some jocks that were not pleased about that.
Phi Beta's
pissed. When you said it, it was for $75. I just look at these Sigma Beta Phi dudes in the corner and it's like, what a that sick
I think I have a photo.
What kind of ass did he lick?
I licked Oz's ass.
My hole or cheek?
No. Ass crack.
Why? Was it on a bet? What did you get out of it?
$75. Free drinking.
Oh, here it is.
Are these the guys that...
Here's
the
photo.
I don't know if I'm looking at his ass.
Oh.
That's and I'll tell you what.
Let me see
I'll tell you what, people. If you go on a ride team photography, I'll have it
Let
on
me
there.
See it.
I'll tell you what.
1 minute.
Oh, yeah, geez, an archive.
Now, Novak. Novak, these guys.
Just fabulous.
I was seriously, like, planning that out. Look at it. I look like a girl looking at dudes.
That was the after lick part. I shot it.
Yeah, after lick party.
After lick party.
He licked it, and he's coming up like, nah, dude. The other night, remember the broads came, and I threw the one on the table, started making out, you put my pants down, and the bouncer almost kicked
me out.
Let
me see this.
No.
Get off.
What
are you
doing?
Yeah, you have a naked. Yeah, dude, get the camera. He's got naked. Get him. Get it! I'll punch you in your head! I'm playing the remix. This is called The Heartless. This is an older song.
Don't touch me.
I'll punch you back in the fucking head!
Get that camera!
You! Fuck you!
Get it! We're getting it!
Fuck!
right now. Come on, be alive.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody get back on the radio. We got it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude, we got the camera.
That's my side.
He didn't have time to erase
anything.
What's
the deal?
I had no time at all to erase anything.
He would not
on there. Just photos of me and my chick. Yes. He would not let us get it for nothing.
Taking photos of me riding my mountain bike.
Dude, this is Bam. He's trying to take a photo of me.
I have my shirt off and stuff.
It's good publicity. Shoot photos of me. Do I look fat riding the bike?
He just shoots photos of like Mercedes on the highway.
What are you hiding so much, Jeep?
No, he's taking. He took a photo of
a Sunoco gas price.
Sunoco gas price.
What the fuck is wrong with it?
Nobody cares. Remember this day in gas prices.
This is an all-time low in gas prices.
All-time low.
Uh-oh, here it is. Now he's in the convertible with his girlfriend. Let's see where this is going to go.
Where we go?
Now it's nighttime. Now they're having drinks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, let's see how this night's going to go. Now they're in the car getting
Wait, what just happened?
He's fucking her in his car, dude.
You fat fuck.
Come and see the fat-ass Bill humping. Oh, dude, look at that.
Oh, gee.
Ew. Look at that fat.
How did you get a close up of your own asshole?
Why would you ever take a picture of your million girlfriend and your fat fucking ass at the same time?
Hey, was that a Danish? There's a Danish in the background. They had hot eats and then
my
they
chick's
had
not
sex.
Oh,
is there any video on that
she's
thing?
She's awesome, man.
She's probably listening right about now.
Is there any video clips?
Ew, now he's like sitting there
every
naked
girl
with his sick balls hanging out. Who's this wolf sheepdog, dude?
That's his girlfriend.
Who's that dog, G?
His girlfriend.
Tom Guzzler.
Fucking wolf.
I'm going to have to play a song because I want to I want to keep looking at these photos. I want to see if I can
I bet you, Ryan G, you'll put that shit up on RyanGphotography.com, Willie.
I'm having a double date with the My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
Yeah. In Newark, New Jersey. So I'm going to play this.
Where'd you go? When's that?
Song, Helena, I like it. Radio Man 28 Faction. Let's see more fucking naked G man.
Sick
fuck.
Yeah.
satisfaction, baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bell.
That was My Chemical Romance, Helena. You know, you
just micro machines right there.
Hey, listen to this. Not good enough for you in Radio Land, is there?
Yeah. All right, we have Joe Franz here, DiCamello, Shit Goose, who we just saw him humping, fucking with a sick gill hanging out with a Danish in the background.
She does not love you for you, I assure you that, buddy.
Yeah, what is she loving for? His social clout?
And we have just Chip name drop and
Drunkle Man.
So, yeah, what's this deal, your little double date, huh?
Well, I didn't reply yet, but he...
Why would you want to go on a date with him?
I'm not going on a fucking date.
It's two girls,
I know it's not a date.
That's
he's not
boring.
Going on a date with a dude. They're going with two girls,
I
idiot.
I know, no shit.
I don't know what's that.
What are you
thought
though?
I was going on a bromantic date.
No.
A bromantic date.
So, yeah, what? Does he live in Jersey?
He lives in Jersey, but I have time off right now, and he has time off because I met him at the...
That's so cute. Shut up and stop interrupting, fat fuck. So, good. So when's this double date supposed to go down?
I don't know. I gotta return the email. But
Ryan G reminds me of Hawkman from Buck Rogers. So fucking bad.
You know, people say you look like Judge Reinhold. Like,
you do look like Judge Reinhold. If you lost, like... Fucking
you
50
get
pounds.
It'll never happen.
Hair going. You remind
It'll never happen.
Get off, G. Yo, my head is.
I got the staples in my head.
G is
itching for a fight.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready to hit no back in the head again.
Let's make that
yo,
big.
Frost. Remember when you beat me up for making fun of your girlfriend in here? The high up serious guys were like, dude, that was some of the best shit ever. What do you know? Next week. G comes in itching for a fight.
Trying to get up the ladder. The first thing out of your mouth, he fucking came over and wailed on you.
Yeah, man. My name's Shit Goose, man. I need some radio.
Just because he heard that, like, we made some fucking...
I need some hits on my website. It was down 200.
By the way, Ryan, keep starting for that cab.
My hits were down 200.
It's down 200.
Whoa! We made radio history. He had to cash in.
Yeah,
are your hits down?
Stock is down, man. Stock is down.
RyanG.com stock is down right now? You got 200
no, Ryan,
hits?
You can either say RyanGphoto.com or RyanGphotography.com.
He's really trying to plug it.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I don't
up.
Give a shit, man.
Yes, you do. It's the biggest... Him saying I don't give a shit is the biggest lie. Yo, he cares so much about that faggot shit.
Ryan. Hey, there's some dude trying to get in touch with you.
Don't change the subject.
Yo, not the biggest subject change.
I know.
Yo, Ryan.
Did you guys hear? Somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
He wants to plug my website, which I didn't even make
or
care.
Websites, too.
I don't make mine. I don't even have to turn
you
around.
Dude, I haven't been on my website in a year.
I mean, I'm still... out there, but I mean, fuck, who cares?
Yo, Ryan, Matt Cole wants to know, will you let coloreds go onto your website?
Yeah, do you count them?
I love colored girls.
Oh, wait, are you a colored count? Like, no, I have to drop it off, so like 200 colored people.
I can't believe you said that shit for just so
my grandfather said
that's
that
where
before.
I was for like 6 years, so it rubbed off. Plus, I got the DUI, and I just don't feel right.
My name is Laney, I'm from New Zealand. I just wondered if by any chance you could take me and my son away from my dumbass boyfriend. He's a real dick, and he hates me watching CKY or anything associated with you guys.
Yeah, send them a
I'm
check.
23. I'm not fat or ugly. I'm extremely bored. Help me. Can't you just fly me to America and I'll be your maid or something? Please save me. Bye bye.
Yeah, let's go up and get him tickets right now.
You
said let's get him tickets.
Let's.
We'll split a 50-50.
That means the bitch will never get here on my part.
Yeah, speaking of Novak, this asshole parks my fucking Audi and goes to Denver. How long ago was that? 10 days
seven,
ago?
Eight
then he
days
goes,
ago.
Then he comes home a week later and he goes to Baltimore. The car's still at
I'm
the
airport. I'm going to tell you.
And guess who has to pay for it? Me.
And I'll pay you back.
How? I thought you were getting it yesterday.
How the fuck you
now today,
I was in Baltimore yesterday.
It's 8 o'clock at night.
I got a ride coming out after the show.
I'm slacking.
I bet you.
Now slacking on his...
If I don't have a ride coming... then I'll pay for it.
Is it ass licking Oz?
Nope. If a ride comes, do you pay for it? No, I'm the ass licker.
You're going to have to AL something.
Ass licking Oz.
He became the ass.
You got
the dream seller to ass licker.
You got an ass lick shitbird.
So you're all ready to fly it now?
Bam. What do you think? Naked ass Novak, life partner? Man, this guy is such a loser. I can't believe I actually felt sorry for him when you dissed him on Cribs. He so deserves it. Here's an idea for you.
cut him out for 1 month. At the end of the month, I'll bet that you, that ass whack Novak, is back being a nobody.
Yeah, that guy likes me.
Without to glom onto, Novak couldn't pay for a piece of ass from a has-been. AIDS-infected, scum-sucking, 80-something, hooker-living, under-Compton-ass Terry's back porch. Cut the cord,
man.
Talk
about it. Hey, thank you, man.
On sentence.
That guy's into me, man. Wow. Right, keep them coming, dude. We got some more. I mean, there was a lot of shit talkers. Don't they realize those are the best ones? All these, like, hey, man, your show is great. I mean, we, that's cool as shit. We enjoy it.
Yeah, who wants to hear that Mr. Nice Guy email?
I know.
I only read the shitty ones.
Man, there's so many emails, but it just hurts my brain to read.
I have a couple.
Right. Plus, I think it's time to go anyway, isn't it? I'm going to play one more song.
Heroin music?
Probably because we had to cut out like half of the fight that we had to kick G's ass to see his naked ass.
He's so fat, he sat on the edge of the sofa and snapped it right off. Does that make you realize you might need to hit the gym?
Do you realize that there's eight of you pushing against
see,
me?
See, he always justifies. I swear, if you, I'm so fucking broke on that. If you hit me like one more time, I'm going to punch you right in the mouth. I swear to God.
Do it.
Everybody always gets warnings.
Dude, because I don't want to
give him a warning. Why don't you just hit his ass?
Because I don't want to do it.
Punch him, it'll end the show.
Why did you just
get so mad that he hit you?
I don't know.
Because Novak told everyone how he ate Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and G's sick of it.
Punch his ass, let's make it a good ending.
Think I won't?
Stop it.
Say I won't, bitch.
Come on,
say I won't.
Fucking
do all this shit in here.
Oh!
Do it again, bitch. Oh. Now you learn from that?
All right,
I'm saying bye before this shit.
Shake hands.
I'm ending this with
Pretender.
Let's play that song. Can they round that up in time? Good. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Now you two make friends. Bye.
Fuck yeah.
Love is a flame that can't be tamed, and though we are its willing prey, my darling, we are the ones to blame. This is a room where lovers know the golden shots of stained souls. My darling, we are the ones to blame. The more we have, the more we hold, and the more it hurts our hearts. Baby, we will. Keep on pretending. I have been through the ways and keep on protesting. It's alright. So keep on protesting. It will be the end of my craving. Keep on protesting. It's alright. To rise, the game begins. Boy, we will never will. My baby will. Yeah, wasted to fears, tears. So keep on pretending that I have been through the waiting. Keep on pretending it's alright. Keep on protesting. We'll be the end of our craving. Protesting. It's alright. Oh, come on.
hearts fully pray, my darling. We are the ones to pray.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28.